All right, good morning. Preacher John up here in Fort Collins, Colorado. It's Monday morning. I got here about an hour ago, I think. Anyways, I'm sitting down on this bench because about an hour ago, I was moving the bench and I heard a tear or a rip or a crack in the lower part of my back, and I almost passed out. And I'm sitting down. I've been sitting here for an hour just praying. I'm not one to go and ask people for prayer, so I'm sitting here with by myself talking to the Lord about what happened just now. And a friend of mine down in Denver, Daniel, he just texted me, asked me if I was out on the street today. And I said, wow, Lord. So I just texted Daniel for him to pray for me. And he prayed for my tendons, muscles, and ligaments to be back in adjustment or something like that. And you know, I don't know why I guess I just want to talk. I want to preach, but I want to talk. Because so much of the time, we just don't know what's going on with other people. Now, we know what's going on with our friends and our family, but there are a lot of people in our life that we don't personally know. You know what I mean? Like, for example, many of you watching this right now don't know who I am. You've never seen me face to face. You don't know anything about me, but you're watching this, and you know, for whatever reason you're watching this or my channel or whatever. And man, I tell you, I don't know if I'll be able to move the rest of the day. I've been shaking for about an hour, just shaking. I've calmed down a little bit, but I'm still kind of shaking. I just got here. Monday morning, I'm here. Must be here all day Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. You know, got on the bus at 7. I see the bus picked me up at 7:13. Down at the bus stop to bring me up to Fort Collins. It's about an hour and a half. I thought it was 2.5, but I think it's more like an hour and a half, 7. Yeah, about 8:30, 8:45, something like that. Hour and 45 minutes on the bus. And had a good morning, great morning with the Lord, and had a great walk to the bus, and had a chance to witness to 1, 2, 3, 4 people at the bus stop. Then when I got on the bus, I was able to say good morning to the bus driver and, you know, just kind of make a connection. And then the next person who got on sat right behind me and said, excuse me. He said, excuse me, are you the guy who holds that big Jesus sign, that preacher who sometimes records himself doing videos on the street? I said, yeah, that's me. And he said, wow, I got a chance to meet you. I saw you 2 years ago. 2 years ago. 2 years ago. And we talked for probably 10, 15 minutes. He was so excited to see me because just a couple days ago, he got out of prison, or he called incarceration. And just seeing me was a big encouragement to him. And I was able to give him a gospel track and talk to him about the Lord. He's born again. He said he has assurance in his heart that if he died tonight, he would go to heaven because of his belief in the Lord Jesus Christ, his Savior. And we visited off and on through the trip all the way up. He got off in southern part of town, at Fort Collins. Fort Collins is the northern gate. Man, oh man, this back. I got a back cushion right behind me here, trying to I'm just not going to sit here. I'm going to do something. I can't lift the banner at the moment. But I thought, well, I'm going to do my sermon. I'm going to do something for you, Lord. I'm not just going to sit here. I'm just going to do something. So I did my scripture short. And then I thought, I'm going to do my video now and see what happens. And, yeah. Anyways, and then there was two people who got on in front of me, sat in front of me, and they were visiting back and forth, and I couldn't help but think that there's some sort of connection there to them. The Lord said, before he gets off, I want you to tell him what I've told you about the connection. So I, okay, yes, sir. And so she got off, and then the next stop, he's getting ready to get off, and he didn't say hello to me in Boulder. He just kind of didn't even want to acknowledge me at all, but I wanted to witness to him in Boulder. But he didn't acknowledge me. So I told him what the Lord told me, and he looked straight in my eyes and listened to every single word that I said to him. I was speaking from my heart. Young man, probably 20 years old, 18, 19, 20, 20, I guess, 21, I don't know. Anyways, he really appreciated what I said to him, and he understood every word that I said, because I asked him, do you understand what I'm saying? He said, yes. It's not important what I said to him, for you to know what I said to him. It says it's for him. And he received what the word of the Lord was to him. See, that's one of the gifts of the Holy Ghost, a word of knowledge. It wasn't a word of wisdom, it was a word of knowledge. I knew something about him, and I knew something about the girl that was next to him. Come to find out, the Lord was right. They were friends. The Lord told me they were friends. I didn't know they were friends because they got off, and he got in Boulder, and she got on in Longmont. So how would I know that they were friends? No way. They were just talking. Everybody talks on the bus when you're sitting next to somebody. The Lord told me they were friends. And the Lord told me, you know, different things. I'm not going to go into it. And I told them everything the Lord told me. And it really touched him greatly. One of the slogans I live by in our ministry since the mid-80s, and that is touching people for heaven. I want to touch people for heaven. I'm not really interested in really getting people saved. I mean, that is my objective, obviously, to win the lost. But if I can just touch people with heaven, they'll never forget it. They'll never forget the connection, the interaction with somebody that touched them with heaven. Because heaven's real. And sometimes when you preach the gospel, many times the unbeliever, because he wasn't saved, the unbeliever doesn't just think that's just what you believe. It's your thoughts, it's your stuff. But when God reaches down into your heart and touches you, and then you reach out and touch that person, and they know they've been touched by heaven, they never forget it. And that's very special. And that's what I do. And I'm saying that because many who are believers, they want to do something for God. And so they get onto YouTube nowadays. You know, it's the world's network of information. And they look around at preachers and street preachers and ministers and pastors and all kinds of people in the ministry, trying to figure out what they can do. Now, you don't know me. You maybe just logged on, just clicked on this channel for whatever reason. And I'm letting you know that you can touch people for heaven. Yeah. And how do you do that? I mean, really, how does that work? It works because you spend time with God. Now, we know where God lives, right? God lives in heaven. God occupies heaven. God is everywhere, we know that, but that's where his throne is. in heaven. As we know, that's where the angels are, in heaven. And I'm holding my back because it's really... And we... Got a lot of people walking in front of me here. Yeah. Anyways, and so when you spend time with God in prayer, humble yourself before the hand of Almighty God. Humble yourself before the throne of God. Humble yourself before the face of God, things like that. And you spend time, not just 1 or 2 minutes or some quick little ditty of a prayer, some token, but you spend quality and quantity of time with the Lord. And sometimes in fasting and prayer, then at some point, God reaches down because he sees your faith and he deposits inside your heart something from heaven. It could be different for everybody. This morning on the bus, he deposited a message for somebody that doesn't even know who he is. But God loves us. And I know a lot of street preachers don't like it when I say God loves everybody. They want to preach that God is mad at them, that God hates them, and God's going to take them to hell. And that's all a fact. It's Bible. But in my personal ministry, I don't copy anybody. I copy God. And God said he loves the whole world. That's what he said, John 3:16. For God so loved the world. Do you think that the world was wicked? Yeah. Do you think the world was full of sin? Yes. Do you think the world was full of rebellion? People that hated him? Yeah. But what does the word say? It says, return love for evil. Return goodness for hatred. Things like that. God lives by his own word. And so when you spend time with God in prayer, you'll find out that God really loves each and every person. He absolutely hates the wickedness in people and the sin. That's a fact. We all know that. We even feel, as believers, when we sin, we can sense that hatred sometimes. And I tell you, the Spirit of God is all around me. I've had so many people just in the last hour just look at me and smile, and just like they're looking at something out of marvel, like they're marveling at me, and I'm not doing it. I'm just sitting here. Like this guy right now just went by me, just smiling and waving at me. And so even sitting here and doing this on camera, believe it or not, God is touching people. God is touching people. Do you think all the people are sitting at the light right now looking over here, they're not being touched by God? No, not everyone. We know that. We're not naive to think that. But how many people does God really have to touch? Bible says if just one sinner repents, all the hosts of heaven rejoice. There's joy in the presence of God or in the hosts of heaven over one sinner repents. You know that verse. Anyways, I don't know what I just said. I just know that touching people for heaven is a big deal. And, I was in Colorado Springs 3 weeks ago and preached all day. When I got on the bus to come home, my whole left side just began to ache. Like you just can't believe how much it ached. And it just increased in pain for the whole ride from Colorado Springs all the way back to Boulder. By the time Friday night hit, I couldn't even go to sleep. I was in such massive pain all around my left side, under my ribs, and pretty good shape. There's only about 3%. I'm down to, it's less than 5% pain, about 3%. And now I get up here, and the first soon as I get here, I rip out my back. I heard that crack, and I heard a tear. I heard something like something rip. First time in my life I heard it, but I heard it. And I just collapsed on my feet, my knees, right on the sidewalk here. I was trying to move this steel bench. You know, your muscles are strong, but your body is not sometimes as strong as your muscles. And so my muscles are strong because I fly a banner out here in the wind, and I've got pretty strong chest and shoulder arm muscles because I wrestle this banner, you know, in the wind. And I fly it just fine in the wind, and I, you know, I do things like that. And so my muscles are all built up on the upper portion of my body. And so my arms are strong, but my back is not strong because I don't need my back to fly my banner. And so I'm pulling this bench, and my back got, something happened bad. Oh my God. Anyways, I think I'm gonna end the video. I'm gonna pray, and I have a message that I wanna preach today. It's really, I think, very important. And I wanna make sure I do it today. So, if these people here wave and smile at me, it's amazing. When you go out to preach and to minister, God goes with you. God doesn't stay in heaven. I mean, you know, by His Spirit, we know. So let's pray. Lord, I thank You that You're healing the people right now. Those who have been hurt emotionally, those who have been hurt in their physical body, those who have been hurt mentally, those who have been hurt financially, those who have been stolen from, those who have had a lot of bad things happen to them. Lord, I pray healing. I pray healing, Lord. Healing for them right now. I pray healing for them right now, Lord. Pray healing for their body. Lord, open their mind, open their eyes, open their ears, open their heart to understand. Open them up, Lord. Open them so they can understand the mystery of healing. They can receive by belief. They have faith to receive, believe, faith to receive. Their healing, Lord. Increase their faith, Lord. Help them grow in their faith so they can believe that You love them. And all those who are not saved, Lord, I pray that they come to the understanding that they can pray and that You can forgive them of their sin. And You can help them be born again. They can be saved right this moment, Lord. I pray, Lord, for salvation for every soul who's not saved yet. And I pray, Lord, for every believer who wants to go out and tell somebody about Christ. I pray, Lord, that You fill them with that heart to win the lost, to touch the lost, to minister to the lost. And I pray, Lord, that there's something good that comes out of this message. And I pray, Lord, that healing be present through this message forever, until this video no longer exists. Healing is on this message, on this video, continuously. And the gift of healing will never cease for every person who watches this or listens to this video. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, to Your glory, Father, Abba, Father, we pray. Amen and amen. All right. I'm going to see if I can do a sermon a little bit later, but I got to let go and see if I can stand up. And all right, God bless you, man. I love you. Bye.